कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वन चार जमुना तीर बन चारिया जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद ब्रह्मंस परिजगाचार्य अष्टोतस्तिवाइन ग्रह सवैचनारिन भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की इस्कान फौंडराचार्य शिला प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद ब्रह्मंस परिजगाचार्य अष्टोतस्तिवाइन ग्रह शिला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज की जय आनंद कोटि वैष्णवेंद की जय नामाचार्य शिला हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से गौ श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु श्री गुरु श्रीला प्रभुपाद की जय हो ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोविष्टं स्थापितमेन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं दधाति स्वपदन्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु शीतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगनरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदानु सहगना श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखावितं हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्तराधकान्तनमोऽस्तु तप्तकञ्चन गौराङ्गी श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुतैः प्रणमामि हरिः वाञ्छकल्पतरुभ्यः कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः नमां विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनि नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणि प्रचारि निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणि जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदि गौरभक्त हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट 12 Vidura approaches Maitreya. Sayesha sado charamo bhavanam Asaditaste mad anugraha manugraho yata Yanamam nilokan raha utsrajantam Dishyadadrasvan Vishap Vishada Nuvritya Sayesa Sado Charamo Bhavanam Asaditaste Mada Anugrahoyat Yanmam Nilokan Raha Utsajantam Dishtya Dadrasvan Vishada Nuvritya Sayesa Sado Charamo Bhavanam Asaditaste Madanugrahoyat And Mami Lokan Rahut Srijantam Dishtya Dadrasvan Vishada Nuvritya Response? Vaishnavis. Sayesha sado charamo bhavanam. Asaditaste madanugrahoyat. Yanmam nilokan raha utsrajantam. Dishtya Dadrasvan Vishada Nuvritya Sayesha Sado Charamo Bhavanam Saha, that, a Saha, of those, Sado, honest one, Sharmaha, the ultimate, Bhavanam, of all your incarnations as Vasu, Asaditaha, now achieved, Te, unto you, Mat, my, Anugraha, mercy.
Mercy.
Yet, as it is.
As it is.
Yet,
because.
Mom,
me.
Maralokan,
the
planets of the conditioned souls. Rahat, in seclusion. Usrujantam, while quitting. Dishtya, by seeing. Dadraswan, what you have seen. Vishadanuvritya, by unflinching devotion. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. O honest one, your present life is the last and the supermost because in this term of life you have been awarded my ultimate favor. Now you can go to my transcendental abode Vaikuntha by leaving this universe of conditioned living entities. Your visit to me in this lonely place because of your pure and unflinching devotional service is a great boon for you. Purport. When a person is fully conversant with the knowledge of the Lord as far as can be known by a perfect living entity in the liberated state, he is allowed to enter into the spiritual sky where the Vaikunth planets exist. The Lord was sitting in a lonely place, just about to disappear from the vision of the inhabitants of this universe. Uddhava was fortunate to see him even at that time, and thus received the Lord's permission to enter Vaikuntha. The Lord is everywhere at all times, and his appearance and disappearance are merely the experience of the inhabitants of a particular universe. It's just like the sun. The sun does not appear or disappear in the sky. It is only in the experience of man that in the morning the sun rises and in the evening the sun sets. The Lord is simultaneously both in Vaikuntha and everywhere, within and without Vaikuntha. Hare Krishna. So this is the Lord is speaking to Uddhava. Now in the previous verse, it's mentioned about the Vasus. You know the eight Vasus. There's a morning conversation in the Hawaii in Bali Madan Prabhu is asking Srila Prabhupada. This is in morning of January 23, 1974. He was reading this. Bali Madan was reading, Prabhu was reading this purports. And he asked Prabhupada, I was reading yesterday about the talks between Uddhava and Maitreya and Krishna, and it described that previously Uddhava was one of the eight Vasus who desired to associate with the Lord. Prabhupada said, yes. Bali Madan said, what is the exact position of the Vasus? Prabhupada, Vasus, they are demigods. Before appearance of Krishna, some of the exalted demigods were ordered to come and arrange for his arrival. So Uddhava arrived and many others arrived. They were coming from heavenly planets. And then in Srimad Bhagavatam 6th canto, 6th chapter, 10:10, the Vasus were born from Yamaraj and the wife Vasu, and his wife Vasu, who was the daughters of Daksha. So there was. Now we also know from the Mahabharata who these Vasus were. Remember they were cursed by Vasishtha. Because there was a Vasishtha had a cow, Nandini cow. Nandini cow is one like a Surabhi cow, which provides all the necessities, everything. Particularly sadhus who they perform the jagyas, they need the milk and all the ingredients. So all this provide. So these eight Vasus, they had gone to the Vasishtha's ashram, and Dhu was the main, he had come with his wife, and they saw this Nandini. So Dhu's wife told Dhu that because this cow's milk will be, if you drink the milk, then you will stay for longer, you will be not get old like we do. Huh? You'll be young all the time. So Dhu's wife told him that why don't we take it, this cow? And you kind of excited with that, we should do it. And she said that I'm gonna give this to my friend. So Dio kind of inspired with his wife's proposal, and he took the, with the help of all his brothers, spouses, they stole the cow, Nandini. When Visheshmuni returned home in the ashram, he could not find the cow. But he was recalled again, he thought that these Vasus are the one who has stolen the cows, Nandini. So he cursed them. And he cursed them that you'll have to go on the earthly planet. Now usually demigods who are enjoying that, they don't try to come on this planet. Just like Ganges. Ganges was cursed, right? By Brahma. She didn't want to come here on this planet, but she was cursed. Anyhow, so Vasus that, but Vasis said that one of the Vasu, you are the Dew, he was the one. All the Vasus, they got the together and asked for forgiveness to Vasishtha. And Vasishtha said that once I have given the curse, I cannot take it back, but you will be liberated soon. But the one of the Vasus Dio, he will have to be a longer time here on this planet. He cannot. You know, he is the one who is main culprit. He is the one. So all the Vasus, they didn't want to come here on this planet. So meanwhile, the Ganga was also cursed. So Ganges approached these Vasus. They met in the way. So Vasus were not happy. So what happened? Well, we are cursed. So why don't you, Ganga said, I'm also cursed, I have to also go. Of course, Ganga was cursed because, as you know, in the Ishvaku dynasty, there was a king called Mahabish, I think. And he had performed 1,000 sacrifices and he was promoted to the heavenly planets. And one time all the demigods and all they were gathered and they were actually honoring the Lord Brahma. But when Ganji also came, and Ganji was wearing white dress, and as somehow or other the wind blew, and everybody could see her body. But the demigods, they put their head down. But this, I think he was Mahabish, I think. Yeah, anyhow. So he was, but he didn't put his head down, and he was watching the body of the Ganges. So Lord Brahma saw the Lord Brahma curse both of them. To Ganges, you have to go to earthly planet, and Mahabish, you have to also. But Mahabish was told that you can choose any of your father you want. So I'm going to hold this Mahabharata, isn't it? I hope you'll have time to speak about this thing. Anyhow, Ganges was cursed, and Ganges came down, and so Vasu said that, okay, you will take a birth from my womb. So anyhow, she was married ultimately, Ganges was married ultimately. Pratipa's son was Santanu, and she was married to Santanu. Ganges was married to Santanu. But the main conditions, Ganges has put that, whatever I do to husband, you cannot question. Sound familiar, isn't it? In this world. You cannot say anything what I'm doing. You can't raise any questions. But he was interested. She was beautiful. When Ganges coming from getting married with her, who would not do that? So he was interested. So he said, okay. So they had a good time, and the first son is born, she throws in the Ganges. Second son throws in the Ganges. Third, four, five, six, seven, all the sons. What kind of woman are you? What hard-hearted lady? You have no understanding? You threw my seven sons just like that? So now eighth son is going to be, I want to keep it. So she said, okay, I will, but remember my condition, you cannot raise any questions. If you ask questions, so I'm going to go now. So she took, and that son was Devrata. As he took out the heavenly planets, he was trained up, and when he returned, then of course, you know, he was very powerful personality, and he was stopping with the arrows, he was stopping the flow of the Ganges. That powerful one. So of course, Santanu met him, and Ganges told, this is your son, so you take him. Of course, Ganges left, Santanu was not happy. He went to meet Satyavati, and Satyavati's father said that, you can marry, but your son will not be the, you will not be the king. Bhishma says, okay. I mean, the Devarata said, okay. But then, he said, but what about your son? Your son will become the king. So Bhishma, Devarata said, I will not marry. And everybody throw the flowers from the sky. Terrible, terrible. And that is the Bhishma Deva. So here, this now Śrīla Vāsudeva Chakravarti Thakura in the previous text is mentioning that this Uddhava is of course the is from the he's some say he said that Uddhava was the Uddhava stayed in Dwarka and his Amsa came here. That is what some say. And at the same time, Śrīla Vāsudeva Chakravarti Thakura also says that. Of course, the Vasus, because Uddhava is a Nitya Siddha. So Vasu that was merged into Uddhava, and then he approached Krishna. Now it is said that Uddhava, actually when Uddhava Maitreya met Krishna, then Uddhava left. Then Uddhava, because Krishna told him to go to the Himalayas, go to where Narayana is performing, and you have to speak Srimad Bhagavatam. But Uddhava was not happy, he didn't want to leave Krishna. So he came again. Don't go. And he is trying to find Krishna. I imagine the big forest, he's trying to find Krishna. But somehow or other, Krishna's arrangement, he found Krishna. And this is what the conversation which is happening right now. Now, Uddhava we know, here Srila Prabhupada in first line mentioning, when a person is fully conversant in knowledge of the Lord as far as can be known by a perfect living entity is in the liberated state, is allowed to enter the spiritual sky where the Vaikunth planet exists. So we know at the Kusum Sarovar, you all know, you all have probably performed the Govardhan Parikrama. At the Kusum Sarovar, on the south side of the Kusum Sarovar, there is a kunja, and which is called Ashoklata. Ashoklata at this kunja, there is a small temple of Uddhava. Now Uddhava is, we know, very close friend of Krishna. Uddhava actually was very close. Uddhava just looked like Krishna. And Uddhava wear the dresses which Krishna had worn, Uddhava wear those dresses. And of course Uddhava was a, you know, disciple of Brihaspati. He was a very learned scholar, very learned. So anyhow, Krishna wanted Uddhava to learn that, yeah, you are learned scholar, but look at the Brajvasis. So Uddhava said, Krishna is sending a message with Uddhava, to Uddhava, to the Brajvasis and Gopis. And we know from the chapter, from Srimad Bhagavatam, we know Uddhava's conversation with the Gopis. Uddhava Khyari is there at present, near Nandgaon. So of course the Uddhava, here he is going in the Brajvasi, he's going to Braj and he sees the situation of this, all this Nandamana, Jashoda and all the Brajvasi and all the cowherd boys and all the gopis. He's so seeing their situation, how much love they have for Krishna. For them Krishna is not Lord. For Brajvasis Krishna is not God. Krishna is not the supreme person of Godhead. For them, Krishna is their lover, their friends, and their parent. For the parents, Uddhava, for Krishna is their little boy. See? So when he saw the Brajvasi situation, he was completely taken back. And he was telling, well, Krishna is everywhere. Krishna is within your heart. Why? Maharaj just said, no. Krishna is, that is your knowledge. Krishna is my little boy. See? And that's what a Brajavasis have love for. Brajavasis have love for Krishna. When the Krishna is when he is playing the games with the coward boys, and Krishna is one of the coward boys playing with them. You see, and the policy is there: if the coward boys, if the Krishna's party is losing the game, and if the policy is that he has to become a horse, another winner party will sit on him. And Krishna can say many arguments. I'm a little boy, you know, I'm a son of Nanda Maharaj, you know, Nanda Maharaj, he's the king of the Braj. And Krishna, that doesn't work with us. You defeated, the policy is there to become a horse, I'm going to sit on top of you. He accepts it. That is the relationship Krishna has with all Brajavasis. So anyhow, Krishna had sent Uddhava, and when Uddhava saw, so Bhaja, seeing the love of the gopis, he wanted to become a creeper or clump of grass in the Braj. And he is at the Kusum Sarovar as a creeper, he is in the Braj, he was there. Now, after Krishna left, at that time all the queens, King Krishna's great grandson Vajranath, all the queens and Parikshit Maharaj came they were advised by the co-wife Kalindi to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Uddhava. So they had come here on the bank of this Kusum Sarovar, and they all came here to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Uddhava. So they were playing the instrument, they were chanting the glories, they were glorifying the Lord. At that time Uddhava appeared there. And Uddhava, they had requested Uddhava, please glorify the Lord, we want to hear the pastimes of the Lord. See? So Uddhava, at that time Uddhava told Parikshit Maharaj, because it was Uddhava knew that Kali Yuga is going to start now, and Kali Yuga will disturb in our conversation of Srimad Bhagavatam. So he told Parikshit, you go and you take care of the Kali. Parikshit Maharaj was not happy because he wanted to sit here Srimad Bhagavatam. But no, Uddhava said to no, you will listen to Srimad Bhagavatam later on. Sukadev Goswami will talk, will recite Srimad Bhagavatam, please go. And Uddhava here sitting, he's talking Srimad Bhagavatam, he's glorifying the Lord, and all these queens are listening, and one after another, they are leaving and going back home, back to Godhead. And that's it what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the first sentence here about Uddhava. So we pray that by our own attentive and eager hearing, we too one day also be blessed with some good fortune, which is the queen's merit, and same as Uddhava. And that's what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the first sentence. Now, the important is about this. Look at the purport here. Here it is said, half of the purport. Lord is simultaneously Vaikuntha and everywhere, within and without Vaikuntha. He gave permission to the enter Vaikuntha. And then we can see here, it says the Lord is everywhere at all times. His appearance and his appearance are merely the experience of the inhabitants of a particular universe. He is just like the sun. The sun does not appear or disappear in the sky. It is only in the experience of man that in the morning the sun rises and evening the sun sets. And this is true, right? It's our eyes we can see. Sun is always there. When it's daytime here, it's nighttime, sun is not there in India. But during the sun is there during the daytime, nighttime we have no sun. So that is our mission. Means the Lord is everywhere, all the time. That's it. The Lord is simultaneously both in the Vaikuntha, everywhere, within and without Vaikuntha. So the point here is, the expert devotee can manifest the Lord anywhere. How can he do this? How can he experience the presence of the Lord? That is the question. Right? Srila Prabhupada, when he was in London, devotees have arranged for him in the beginning days, arranged a big hall for him to give a lecture. And how many? Only four or five, few people came. And devotees were a little bit upset that Srila Prabhupada, we invited to make an autumn arrangement. Nobody came here. Srila Prabhupada said, what, you didn't see Lord Brahma? You didn't see Narada? They were here. So pure devotee of the Lord can the place make a, or the place, he makes that place as a Vaikuntha. And that's what Srila Prabhupada said, that I have established all this, my places are the Vaikuntha. See? And that's why it's what it said. Naham tishthami Vaikunthe yoginam hridaye suva tatra tishthami narada yatra gayanti madbhakta. Srila Prabhupada here gave two examples on this subject. Said wherever the pure devotee of the Lord is glorifying the Lord, it's talking about the pastimes of the Lord, qualities of the Lord, name of the Lord, form of the Lord. Wherever the pure devotee is glorifying, then the devotees who are hearing, he is creating that. It is said, where I remain, where my devotees glorify my name, form, qualities, and transcendental pastimes. Says so. Wherever the pure devotee is Lord glorifying this, all this about the Lord, He is establishing Vaikuntha there. When the pure devotee assemble to chant here and talk about the Supreme Person of Godhead, the place where they assemble becomes Vaikuntha. For the devotee, there is no need to pray to the Lord for transferal to the Vaikuntha world. A pure devotee can create Vaikuntha or Vrindavan anywhere simply by chanting glories of the Lord without offense. This is the one instance Srila Prabhupada gave. Second, he gave that the Lord's energies are in the eyes of the Lord, everything, all energy is transcendental. It's in our eyes we are seeing material energy. Right? So when we are engaging material energy in the service of the Lord, our senses are purified, our mind is purified, intelligence is purified. Then we are able to use that senses, purified senses, in the service of the Lord. When with these deities, when we see the deities, if we see the deities as a marble stone, or it's dhatu, then they are committing offense. But the person, devotee, who has purified his senses, and when he touches the Lord, he is having the conversation with the Lord. Because his senses are transcendentalized, purified. So Srila Prabhupada making another point that if you have sufficient devotion, the image will also speak to us. Right? And we have examples of the six Goswamis. Sanatan Goswami, his deity was Madan Mohan, right? And Sanatana Goswami didn't have anything. I mean, Goswami live under the tree. They didn't have anything. So they would just go out to Madhukari, they would get some flour and they make the flour from, they make some dough and they make chapati and they offer chapati to the Madan Mohan. So Madan Mohan is telling to Sanatana, you make offering chapati, can you at least put some salt in it? But there is no sabji or anything, just a simple chapati. So Sanatan tells to Madan Mohan, yeah, today you're asking for the salt, tomorrow you're asking for the ghee. Where am I going to get the ghee? See, there is a conversation. Same as we know from Sakshi Gopal, pastime. Right? Same, you know, the Narayan Bhatt Goswami, who is a Brajacharya. He found the whole path of Braj, Churasikos. He was the one. And he had a deities, he had deity hanging in his, he had no place to stay. He had deity hanging on his shoulder. To find a place, the Lord comes, there was no place for Braj, there was no pathway. To find a place, Krishna would come with a stick and he would make a pathway for him. This is the pathway you have to go. And then when there is a rasa dance place, right? The Radharani comes, Radharani would make with a circle. This is the rasa dance place. This is where Rasa was put. So this is the relationship devotees have with the Lord. See? So Lord is within the heart. As a super soul, he knows within our heart. So Vasu, who had a desire to be in association with the devotees. So now we forget, when we take a next birth, we forget about whatever desires were. But Lord within the heart, he knows what desires. So Vasu had a desire to associate with the Lord, and that's why Krishna fulfilled desires. So that means Krishna is going to fulfill our desires also. We might be forget it. He will not forget. He will not forget. Isn't it? Krishna doesn't forget. And that's what is mentioned here in this purport. About that Lord is everywhere. And such pure devotee creates the Vaikunth planet. Wherever Lord goes, wherever pure devotees goes, he... And Srila Prabhupada did it, right? He said, right? And that's why we worship. Wherever Srila Prabhupada stayed, we worship. That place is also a spiritualized. Because whole prayer devotee, his spiritual energy emanates from him. Whole atmosphere. You all know Srila Prabhupada disciples, you all know. Right? This emanates from him. It's like whole atmosphere, it makes like a transcendental. Why couldn't? We can also achieve that. We can also, by performing devotional service, we can also come to that. We can also experience that. So this is what is mentioned in this purport. Oneshwan, your present life is the last and the supermost because in this term of your life you have been awarded my ultimate favor. And we know what ultimate favor Krishna did to Uddhava, right? He sent Uddhava, go to Braj and find out how much they are loving me, how much they have love for me. Go there. See. Now you can go to my transcendental abode of Vaikuntha by leaving this universe of conditioned living entities. Your visit to me in this only place because of your unflinching devotional service is a great boon for you. I had a question. And I asked this question yesterday, because here it says that Uddhava went to Vaikuntha. I thought he would go to the Golok Vrindavan. But of course Vaikuntha is also spiritual world, spiritual, because Uddhava mostly stayed in Dwarka. So I got the answer that is his Swarupa. Of course, he experienced the Brajvasi's love for him because Krishna sent him. So I thought he was supposed to go to Golok Vrindavan. But no, what I got answer is also spiritual world. Of course, Vaikuntha is spiritual world. See? And that's why he is a grass, he's there, so that all the dust of the lotus feet of gopis come to pluck the flowers at the Kusum Sarovar. Kusum means flower. And make the whole garlands and all for Krishna, so the dust of the lotus feet of these gopis can touch me. Okay, any questions, any comments? No questions. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna.